Welcome to This Is Your Book Club podcast. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Jamie.
We're so happy to have you today.
Another week.
I know. Here we are. Thank you for participating in our giveaway.
Yes. You guys have really showed up. Thank you.
I know. It was awesome.
Yeah. We love seeing all the people you've tagged. We hope maybe there's some new friends listening today. We've noticed even some out of the U.S., which is pretty cool to see it stretching far and wide, and that's because of you.
So, I know. Thanks for sharing. The winner will be announced today, so watch Instagram to see who our winner is. We're so excited about it.
We'll do that this evening, so we can't wait to find out.
I know. Stay tuned.
Yeah, and we'll get that book sent out quickly.
All right.
So you can start reading.
I know.
Super exciting.
Speaking of.
Our new book.
Right? The Sundown Motel.
Yes.
Do you have our fun fact, Jamie?
I sure do. So, The Sundown Motel is written by Simone St. James, so I wanted to talk a little bit about her. She is from Canada, and she's written quite a few books, and I've heard of a couple of them, but I haven't read any others by her. But it says, after years of writing and collecting rejections, which I think is a fun way to put that, she's collected rejections. Simone St. James' debut novel, The Haunting of Mattie Clare. Have you heard of that?
No.
It sounds familiar to me, and so I looked it up. I've put it on my to-read list. But it won 2 Rita Awards from Romance Writers of America.
Ooh.
Which I was like, what is a Rita Award? So I looked that up. I had never heard of that. The Rita Award is the most prominent award for English language romance fiction.
So it's a romance novel.
It's a romance novel. It is presented by Romance Writers of America. The purpose of the Rita Award is to promote excellence in the romance genre by recognizing outstanding published novels and novellas. I love that word.
Wow.
Novellas. So she's gotten, for The Haunting of Mattie Clare, she's gotten a Rita Award. And an Arthur Ellis Award from Crime Writers of Canada.
Wow.
So she's gotten some significant awards. An Inquiry into Love and Death was nominated for another Arthur Ellis Award. And Silence for the Dead was shortlisted for a Goodreads Choice Award.
Wow.
So, Miss Simone St. James
That's
has got
awesome.
A collection of rejections and a collection of rewards now. So, good for her. We will learn more about her and her books and writings over the next couple of weeks as we delve into her. But
I can't wait.
Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
I love when we pick someone, an author I don't know, and I'm able to add more books to my list.
I know.
I will get to reading those and get back with you on if you should be reading them too. So
yeah, please.
Yeah. I'm excited to start that book. I haven't started it yet, but we've got an extra week this month to read it.
I know. Today is the fifth Monday.
This is our fifth Monday, so it's kind of a off-schedule bonus episode.
Yeah.
And we've talked a lot about how we rate books and that we need to talk about how to rate books and how we do it. And we'd love to hear from you on how you do it and just
absolutely
kind of compare and learn from each other. So that's our subject for the day.
So yeah, fifth week, we get to go off the grid.
Off the grid.
And not do our regular programming.
It's a free for all.
Whatever we want.
And that's what we want. Ratings.
Yeah, right? And so we're like, maybe we should explain how we choose to rate books.
Yes.
Because we're giving all these books a rating, and you can, maybe that will help you decide how you feel about the books, is knowing how we've rated them.
Exactly. Because I know that there are, I have friends and that I follow on Goodreads, and I know if they give, there's certain friends I have that I know if they give something a 5 or 4, I'm going to agree with 100%. And then there's other people that I know if they give it a 5, it's maybe a 3 to me or a 4 to me, you know? So
sure.
You just kind of learn people's personalities with rating and the types of books they like.
Yep.
And whether that's the type of book you would like as well. So
absolutely.
And everyone rates different. So you do have to kind of put that into account when you're choosing a book based off of someone else's recommendation.
I know. And I do. Like when I go on Goodreads, if I'm looking at a book and finding out whether or not I'm interested in it, I'll go on Goodreads. I do every time. And I always look at the ratings. I love to see just in general how it's rated. But if it tells me that like one of my friends has read and rated this book, like that rating matters more to me almost than what the general rating is.
Yeah. So I always look to see how many people rated it. So is this rating legit because it's been rated by 5 people
or
35,000 people? That makes a difference.
It makes a big difference.
And, but then if I have a friend who's read it too, I for sure check and see what they've
rated it. And I love when people like, even if they just gave a quick little, and I never do. I never take the time to do that. But I wish, I probably should, because I love when my friends do.
Yes, I definitely
And they like it. Just give a little synopsis like, I like this, or this part was hard, or this about it I didn't like, but overall this, or whatever they say. I love to read those things, and it definitely sways my opinion.
Right, right.
So I love seeing what my friends are rating. If you're on Goodreads, rate.
Yes.
For me. And be my friend. And find me. Right?
Right. The more friends, the more
recommendations. Then the better books that I can read.
Yeah, then we get some good...
I know. I want all of my books to be like top notch.
Right.
It doesn't always work out that way.
Yeah. But.
But mostly. Okay.
I agree.
So.
Mostly.
Our rating system.
Okay.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah. Let's hear yours. I know we're different.
We are very different. Mine is not very technical.
Okay.
Okay. I sat down today and I'm like, Sarah, how do you rate? And I like really wanted to take it apart because I've not really thought a whole lot about it. So I made 4 categories that I think really do sway me in my rating, which is the overall feeling I have about the book. So I finished the book and like, how am I feeling? Like, oh,
what does my heart say?
Great.
Yeah.
Or ew. Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Would I recommend it to a friend?
Okay.
Okay. Was it well written?
Mm-hmm.
And did they have a good storyline?
Okay.
Okay.
I think those are great. Yeah.
So generally, when I'm rating a book, the first two are really important. But generally, if the storyline sucks, well, you're not going to feel great about it. So they're kind of tied together, right?
Yeah.
But I can, so if I find a lot of flaws, like in the storyline, but I really did like the book, that might lower my score a little bit, but I still really like it. I think if I give it a lower score because of something like that, I would write a little... I love the story, but there were a couple of things that didn't make sense.
Just get past.
Yeah, like that just didn't flow, whatever. But I did love the story. I think I would end up saying something like that. But I really do think that when I'm putting a rating on Goodreads, I'm assuming other people, like my friends that are my Goodreads friends, are going to also see that I've read that book and look at my rating like I do them.
Right.
And so a big part of me is like, well... Would I want them to read this book?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it's like a, yes, you can't miss this book. Like, you're going to get a 5-star from me because I don't want my friends
to
miss this book that was just so good.
Yeah.
If it's like, yeah, I can see how maybe I'm the only person, not everyone would love this book. It's just very niche to me. That might lower it to a 4, even though I loved it, but I'm thinking of other people wanting to read it. Right?
Okay.
Like, I'm like, this is niche to me.
I like that. I think I don't give out a lot of 5s. And I think, and I've never put it into words like that, but that resonates with me because I give 5s out to books that are like top, top notch. And those are the books I'm saying to everyone, you have to read this book.
You need to read this. Yeah.
So maybe I've never thought of it that way, that I rate it that way to be like a recommendation type thing.
Sure.
But those are the ones
that you recommend.
That I absolutely recommend and can't stop talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have those too. And like, I have people who will call and be like, hey, I'm looking for a book. I'm, you know, going out of town, going on a vacation. I need a good book. What should I take? Because when you're taking one book on a vacation, like, you don't want to pick a dumb one. You want like a good one. It's your vacation book.
Those are one of my favorite things is when people say to me,
I know.
I'm going on vacation. What should I read? I love that.
I know.
Love it.
I'm like the happiest person. Like, you just asked me the best question.
Yeah. When I go on vacation, my favorite thing is to pick the book I'm going to take with me to read.
Like, I know. It's a big deal. Like, it's as important as my clothes.
Absolutely.
And so I'll go back to my own books that I've read, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm scrolling through like the ones I try to do the ones I've read more recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at my own rating. yeah. sometimes. And I'm like, oh yeah, this one was awesome.
Yeah.
And I'll give them a list of my 4 and 5 star ratings.
Right.
Then they can go and read about them and decide right. which ones they want.
Yeah.
But that's like, it helps me, right? It reminds me that like, don't forget about this book and don't forget about this book, you know?
Right.
Like, and if I feel like if I gave it a great book a low rating because of something, you know, that was like an editor's fault.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Then that, grammar. You know, that's silly. And someone might be missing out on a really good book because I gave yeah. it a low rating because of an editor's fault.
Right.
So a majority of my rating really is like how I felt about it when I finished it.
You were with the yes. book while you were reading
Could it. Could I not put it down?
Right.
Did it keep me going and holding on throughout the whole thing?
Yeah.
Because that's how it is on when most people are picking up a book, I realize it's not like they're going to finish it in a couple days like we do.
Right.
It's something that they're investing time into.
Right. And I also think the most of the people I'm recommending to don't read as much as I do. So right. I want to pick, like, if you're only going to read 3 books this year.
Yeah. Right.
That's, you know, which
that's life sometimes.
I think very normal. I yeah. realize we're abnormal.
Yes.
But if it's only going to be a few books you read, or you haven't read anything yet and you're asking for this, you know, one book, I want it to be like,
I want to give you a really good book to read.
Yes. Yes.
I want you to walk away going like, yes, I'm so glad I read that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
So I would say it's not very complicated, my rating system.
But it works.
And,
that's a great
and it's generally, yeah, that's generally kind of my big influencer. Yeah.
How often do you give out 1 and 2 stars?
Not very often.
I agree.
I'm trying to think of like a 2 star. I feel like I've given out a couple 2 stars. I can't remember ever doing a 1 star.
The only time I've given out a 1 star is when it was so bad I couldn't even finish it. And that is so rare. I think I have 1 time.
But what I didn't was even it finish you didn't it. Like? Oh, see, that's
I'm
going
to have
thing.
To look it up now because what the book was, because it was just so stupid. I was like, this is a waste of my time.
Yeah.
And I didn't finish, but yeah. I still marked it on Goodreads as a 1 star.
Yeah.
But I never finished but the book. That's so fair. That's not really fair. I should have at least finished it.
Well, but if you say I didn't finish it,
I just couldn't.
Then it's fine.
I just don't remember what it was now. Though.
Sometimes it's not worth our time and that's okay.
Yeah.
But so, as rare as that might be. I have given some 2 stars.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it's just like that, but then I finish it, right? Yeah. It's like, okay, you wrote a book. That's amazing. Yeah.
And that's true because that's not something I've ever done.
Yeah. Like you published and somehow word got to me that this book was here. Yeah. And so that's amazing.
And I don't want to be super critical of an up and coming author. Like
right.
everyone has to start somewhere.
Absolutely.
And if this was your first book, maybe not so great, but keep going.
Yeah.
It can go up.
Yeah.
It can only go up from here.
Right? You hope.
Yeah. But then there's some people that think, yeah, you shouldn't have written a book.
Yeah, that happens.
Not everyone should write a book.
That's probably true.
That was rude to say. I feel bad.
Well.
But.
sometimes.
Everyone
maybe they're
should,
writing books,
but some
not
people are
in
just
their
better
right genre.
Than others. Yeah. Like
maybe you're not writing the right kind of
you should write
books.
It for yourself. Not for everyone else.
Your children.
But there you go.
Write a book for your children.
Yeah. But you know what? I would still buy it to support. I've bought books from authors at tables in malls. Standing on the corner.
You're like, I will buy your book.
I will buy your book because you're out here trying to promote yourself.
That's hard.
And maybe I've never read those books, but I've supported them.
Absolutely.
Some I've read, but some, I'm thinking of one in particular that I have not.
That's okay. It's
but
on
I
the
supported.
Shelf.
It's on the shelf. One day. I have a lot of books
never.
On my shelf I haven't read. Has nothing to do with where I bought it.
Right?
I just have collected books and haven't gotten to all of them yet.
I have the same problem.
So, but it's nice to know I've got a book there to read when I'm ready for it.
That's right.
So I like to keep a couple there.
There's some that I'm like, I really want to... I have one in particular right now that just stares at me from my mm-hmm. bookshelf every time I walk by.
You're like...
And it's like, read me. And I know it's going to be good because I've been reading reviews about it. And I'm
yeah.
like, oh my gosh, I got to read that book. But I don't have the time to sit and read it. And so I'm like, do I put it on my audio books?
But the book is sitting right. I have some of those too. I was like, I have the book.
Yeah.
But I'd probably get to it faster if I just checked out the book.
If I listened to
it. The audiobook.
I know.
The struggles in life.
I know.
Do you want to tell me what book that is?
The Book of Lost Friends, I think it's called. Let me look it up. Maybe I'm saying the wrong title. But I'm pretty sure.
That's what it is.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Let me see. It's called, yeah, The Book of Lost Friends by Lisa Wingate. It's got a 9-week hold wait on audiobook. So it's not like, so I put it on hold. And I figure if it comes first on Audible, great, I'll listen. But if I can read it first, there's some incentive.
Then, yeah.
Hurry and get it read before it's comes ready.
Because then you can get a different book there. And that's just more books.
Well, now that they give, now I they know I'm getting 10. Off topic here.
I know. But we are talking ratings.
I know.
And everything else.
Now that I can have 10 holds. I feel like I have a lot of flexibility with my holds now. Five was tight for me.
That was not enough.
No.
I agree.
But now I feel like, okay, look, I have one that's a 20-week hold that I put on hold. It was 6 months when I very first put on hold.
And now it's down to 20.
It's Daring Greatly by Brené Brown.
By Brené Brown. I've read that one.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
It's Everybody's
good.
Talking about it
Everybody's
right now.
Everybody's talking about
so
it.
So I figured, I got 10 holds.
Yeah.
I can put one towards that.
I've read a couple of hers and that one's my favorite.
I have Anxious People. I did that last week when we talked about it.
Yeah. I haven't. I forgot.
It comes in September.
I need to do that right now.
Look how many.
Is there already a hold, a long hold on it?
There's 44 people waiting. But you know how sometimes these books, they get more than one copy.
Yeah.
Right now they say they only have
one.
New. Yeah. But yeah. I bet they'll have more than one.
I'm going to.
But because I did it so fast.
Yeah.
I was number 4th in line. Whoop, whoop.
Fourth?
Fourth in line of 44.
Woo-hoo.
I know, but I'm waiting for it.
I'm
going to
be like 45 now because I'm doing it right now. Because why didn't I do it?
I don't know.
Was that last week?
You could have been fifth in line.
It?
I think it was just last week.
And I think I said, I'm going to do this right now. Sorry,
maybe
listeners.
Maybe it was 2 weeks ago.
Important things in life. Must put book on hold. Okay, are we ready to go to
me? So I want to hear how you rate, because I know that you are more specific than me.
I have a system.
Yes.
So, and it hasn't been a system I've always used, but a couple of years ago, I felt like I'm just willy-nilly giving out recommendations. And I found that when I finished a book, I would just give like the initial thought right then and there. This was a 3, which average I give a lot of 3s.
Okay.
But then as I sit and think about the book for a while, or I talk to somebody else about the book, I found I wanted to change my rating. And even on books that I read a long time ago and then reread, even the rating would change.
Interesting.
Because there is one book specifically that the storied life of... I'm going to look it up because I want you to... The Storied Life of P.J. Fingering or something like that. I'm going to look it up for you because you should read it.
The Storied Life.
The Storied Life. Let's see. Again. The Storied Life of A.J. Fingering by Gabriel Zevin.
Wow. 200,000 ratings.
It was after this book that I was like, I need a system because I walked away from this book thinking different points in our life, we have a different response to a book. Because he talks about he owns a bookstore. And anyway, it's a great book. I loved it. I gave it 4 stars. But he talks about at different points in his life, books have different meanings to him. And one that he read maybe when he was in middle school or high school, he thought was dumb, but then he found later in life as something happened to him that came back to him. Anyway, that book led me to think how I rate books and how different it would change at a different point in my life. So I think ratings can change.
In depth. I have changed ratings before.
So I agree. I've gone back and... Especially after talking with somebody else, people can change my mind about something. And then as I think about it more, or think a different point of view that I didn't pick up on, I can change it. So I went to Pinterest and I put in just like book review rubrics or book rating rubrics, and I looked through a bunch of different ones, and I was looking one for me and one for my kids, like how to teach my kids to rate a book. So I found a great one for my kids that was like, I didn't bring a copy of that, so I won't go into it because I don't remember exactly, but just to kind of start them on a basic, like smiley face, straight face, frowny face, would you recommend it, yes or no, what's one thing you like about the book, that kind of thing. But for me, I found this one, and maybe we'll post it to Instagram.
That's a good
idea. So people can see it. But it breaks a book down into 5 categories. It has plot, characterization, style, threshold quality, and addictiveness.
Okay.
And then under each of those...
I feel like you're grading the book.
Exactly. That's exactly what
it is.
Is
it like what a teacher
would
do?
It's a rubric. Yeah. Okay. It's exactly what... It's like the grading scale of...
For like an English teacher.
Absolutely. Yep. That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
So it breaks it down into under plot. Would you give the plot 10 points, 8 points, 6 points, 4 points, or 2 points?
Okay.
And then, I mean, obviously you could give it 1 or 3, but this kind of breaks it down.
It helps.
Yeah.
Simplify it.
Yeah. So then in that category, you would add up, and then it gives you a little explanation in here. So plot, how good was the plot and structure? For 10 points... incredibly well-developed plot, everything was perfect. And then it breaks it down under 8 points, very good plot, clean and well-developed. 6 points, good plot, everything was pretty relevant with only a few weak points. 4 points said not great, some parts were underdeveloped and was somewhat lackluster. And 2 points, weak plot, loose ends everywhere and hard to read, total snooze fest. So you kind of decide just based on the plot.
Sure.
Where that resonated with you and put the score in there. So it's out of 10. So each section gets 10 points and you rate it. How many points out of 10? So characterization, how many points out of 10? And then you add those all up at the end.
Right.
And so it's worth 50 points total. Under each section is worth 10. And we've got 5 sections. So it's worth 50 points. And then at the bottom, it kind of has a rating scale. 41 to 50 points equals 5 stars. 31 to 40 equals 4 stars. 21 to 33. 11 to 22. 10, 1, and 0 points.
Wow.
Nothing.
Yeah.
You get nothing.
You don't even get a star.
You get nothing. Yeah. Don't read this book. I don't know. It says 0 points equals DNF.
Did not finish.
Did not finish? Because it's probably an actual rubric for an ELA teacher on...
Right.
A review of a book.
Right. And the kid probably didn't finish writing the book.
Yeah. So did not
or the story.
That's good. I didn't even know what the DNF meant.
I assume.
So that's a good assumption. I look at all these like LOLs and I'm like, I have no idea. I can't even start to figure it out.
Sometimes my dad sends me them and I have to look them up.
And
I'm like,
dad
what?
Knows more than you?
He did like, thanks for letting me know all in like the first letters. And I was like, TF, and I had to look it up.
And he just knew that.
Yeah, my dad's real smart.
he's using his time wisely.
He totally can do shorthand text. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So that is how I rate a book. So it goes through characterization, how well formed were the characters.
And don't you think that like if your plot is on target and your characters are well developed, and, you know, all those things get a high score anyway.
Yeah.
Don't you find yourself loving the story?
Yes.
Like,
so
I feel like it's almost, even though they're being very technical.
Yes.
And scientific about the way that they're going to
putting
score.
Putting numbers to it, actual data.
Yes. Right?
It, yeah.
And, like, reasons behind it. It's not emotional. It's logical.
Right. Logical.
Which is so interesting. I think I'm a logical person, more so than emotional. Yep. But I am, in my book ratings, way more emotional than logical.
Right.
But I think that you end up loving the story because you are so drawn in by the characters.
It's just natural. Yeah.
It's like that book that we talked about that I was like, I hated that book. And you were like, I gave it 5 stars. Do you remember? Because we hated the character so much. No. It was the one about the guy who, like, duped everyone and stole their stories.
I didn't give it 5.
Remember? Ladder to the Sky. Yes.
I didn't give it 5, but I gave it better than you. I gave it a higher rating.
You gave it a higher rating.
I think you were, like, 2. I think I gave it
4. Because I hated him.
Yeah. But that means, like, he was a well-developed character.
Yes, he was very well-developed.
It wasn't necessarily that you liked him. The devil. Yeah, the devil can be well-developed. You can have a poorly developed devil or a well-developed devil.
You can, and he was well-developed.
Was he believable as a person? Yes. Like, could you just see him and think this is the worst person in the world?
Yes.
Then he was well-developed.
I know.
So then what do we do there? Because I don't disagree with you.
But no one else should feel that.
I know, I don't disagree with you, but... Yeah. That is some good writing.
It is some good writing. That's the difference, right? So yeah. I think in those moments, I'm like, no. Like, I was so frustrated through that whole book because he kept screwing everybody over. And these good people who were just doing good things would just die. Or, you know, have their whole livelihood stripped from them. Like... It was horrific, the things that he did.
He was robbing people of their lives.
Yes. And I'm like, I hated every minute of the book because of it. And I felt it was so unjust. And to me, that was horrific. I'm like, I don't want anyone else to go through that.
But
don't do it.
I know. And then the reason I gave it higher stars than you and disagreed with you on it is because it brought out an emotion in you, a strong emotion.
Yeah.
Whether that strong emotion is like love, excitement, fear, hate, that book brought it out in you.
It
which
sure
means
did.
It was very well written. That was a strongly
it
written
sure
character.
Sure did.
But so, I totally get where you come from on.
Yeah.
So that's why rating is so difficult from person to person.
So know that a 2-star may be a fabulous book. That I just
but the
think
character
you
was so hateable. And that's why that one actually got a review from me on Goodreads, because I had to let people know. I give this 4 stars for great writing, but
I hated
the character. I've never
hated
a character more.
You did give it 4 stars.
Okay.
And you said, I've never hated a main character more.
Yeah.
You did say that. You said more stuff.
It brought out a strong emotion. And so we agree on that.
And it has excellent reviews.
We hated it.
It was a well-written book. It's
about
4.2 stars, 20,000 ratings.
Do you even know on that book, I started reading it and went, no. And I stopped. And then it just kept coming up on like different lists everywhere. And I'm like, okay, I've got to give this book another try. And so then it was a second try for me on that book.
Because he's so awful.
He's awful.
He is not awful.
No.
Like, that's the worst part about the whole thing.
Again, we're coming around to this book again and can't get over it.
I know, and look
read
at
it.
Don't read it.
And we're still saying the same thing.
I know.
Hasn't changed our minds.
No.
We haven't changed each other's minds on this. But as I started, because I haven't always used this, as I started doing it, I started finding I should be giving out more 5 stars.
Good.
But there's that part of me that's like, I want to reserve those for the best of the best.
Yeah.
So that you know if you see a 5-star from me,
you
that
need
it
to pick
is
that
a
up.
Must read.
Yeah.
Must,
and I
must,
get
must
that
read.
Too.
So even if you see a 4-star from me, it's still, or even a 3-star is a good book, which is what I liked about. So I kind of was like, looking around on other people, how other people rate. And I found a blog called writeoscope.com.
Okay.
And I had never looked at this blog before, but I shouldn't assume. The blog, because I don't even know, how to rate a book, my book rating system. And so I read through a bunch of different ones, but this one just kind of stood out because... of how she breaks it down first before she does the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 as if it was a star. But she first breaks it up into, would I recommend this book to somebody else? Do I think somebody else should read it? Then she would start at a 3-star.
Okay, so a 3 is someone else should read it.
3, 4, and 5, she would want someone else to read it.
Okay.
Under a 2, if she didn't want to recommend this book to someone else, if she doesn't think anybody else should read it, then she would start at a 1.
Right.
And do a 1 or a 2. So I like that she broke that up. And I think subconsciously that's kind of where I've been with my rating. But I just like that she kind of put it all, you know, put it out that that's where she starts. If it's a three or high, if she would recommend it, she starts at a three. And so starting at her recommendations, beginning at three, she says, this book, a three star, is satisfactory, not too bad. This was an average but satisfying read. It was a little rewarding, not too much, but it was not a total waste of time and I enjoyed reading it. I kind of think I'd do three stars higher than that for me.
Okay.
A three star to me is a good book. It might be a little bit more lighthearted. There might be some...
like it doesn't take a lot of brain power.
Yeah. But it left a really good message or it was a fun read and I enjoyed it.
Right. So I might maybe like the characters.
Yeah, a little higher. Her four star is... loved reading it. It is a really good book. There could be a very minor improvement, but that's okay. I loved the writing style. The author thoroughly researched the topic before writing. This book made a little bit of impact on my point of view, but it didn't fundamentally change my point of view about anything. But still a good book. She put under there like 1984 by George Orwell or The Girl on the Train.
Those were ones she liked as four stars?
As a four star. I kind of put The Girl on the Train as a three star, personally.
I read that one. I wonder what I gave it.
I would be interested.
I mean, look. I liked Girl on the Train.
It's been so long since I read 1984 that it doesn't even have a rating on my Goodreads. I've never gone back, but I read it in high school. And so I would want to reread it again.
Right.
Anyway, I gave it four stars. You gave it four stars. Okay.
So I really liked Girl on the Train. I did not see the ending. Anyway, it was a very good twist for me. But there was an excessive amount of language. I think we've talked about language in books before. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, whether it's there or not, I generally read them anyway. But I feel like there are certain books where the language, you know, you learn about the characters and it's just a part of the character's vocabulary, whatever. Yeah. You know, it leans into the realism of the story. But then there's some where it's like you're just using it because you can't come up with another adjective.
Right.
Then I'm like, don't be lazy.
Find some good.
Yeah. We have a whole language and you can pick new words.
Right.
And this one started to lean on the side. Like normally I wouldn't mention the language. Yeah. Right. It's just that this one leaned on the side of like, now you're being lazy.
Yeah.
You've got this great story. Get better adjectives.
Yeah. And on that one, three stars for me on the book, but I loved the movie.
I didn't see the movie.
I watched the movie quite a bit later, which I think is always good, because then you forget a little bit in the book.
Yeah.
But I really liked the movie.
Ooh, I'm going to have to watch it, because I really liked the book. I even went on to read another one of hers.
Oh, really?
Did you read, which one was it?
I don't know that I know.
Maybe I haven't. Maybe that was someone else. Oh, yeah, it wasn't her book.
Was it hers?
I thought it was hers.
Okay, so back to her five stars. This is a pretty flawless book and was an awesome read. This book made a major impact on my point of view about something. It fundamentally changed my point of view about something in a huge way. Here the author has done something which I continue to think about and talk about. I strongly recommend this book, and I'll look forward to other works of the author, which... I think I do reserve those five stars for a huge impact book.
Sure.
It's something completely just, I feel like everybody should read it. And she put down Wonder by...
Wonder is a great book.
Which I agree to. That's a five star.
That's a great
Everyone
movie.
Everyone should read it.
Yeah.
All around. So I kind of... But I like that she broke that up into recommendation and not recommendation and put a point to it. Two stars, fine, but not happy with it. One star, complete waste of time, which I think that's, you know, we agree on that too.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
I liked the breakup she gave it for whether, you know, you would recommend it or not. So I think if you looked at my Goodreads and saw three stars and above, those would be books I would recommend reading.
Yeah. I think that's a good way to rate.
Yeah. So...
I think I need to implement maybe a little bit more structure so that it's more consistent in my rating. Because emotions can be inconsistent.
Absolutely. And they are like based off of how we felt that week, which
right.
which is what took me back to the storied life of A.J. Fickrey is I might read something that I was so excited to read and everyone's talked so good about it. And I read it and I'm like, oh, that just didn't really resonate with me. But maybe that week I was having a really stressful week and it wasn't,
right.
you know, or it just didn't really fit what my mood was that week.
Yeah.
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 I was distracted while reading it.
You know, interestingly enough, one of my really good friends, Anya, messaged me after a podcast where we talked about 28 Summers by Ellen Hildebrand.
Yeah.
Because, like I've mentioned before, Ellen Hildebrand is one of my favorite authors.
Uh-huh.
Love her. And got Anya reading Ellen Hildebrand books. And so she now is like me. And every time they come out, she's going to read them. So she was waiting to read that one. I think she had on hold or something. And then heard my review and was like, because I gave it 3 stars.
Mm-hmm.
Which for Ellen isn't as high as I usually give her. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so she wrote, she was like, so she listened to it and she wrote me. And she was like, why didn't you love this book? I loved it. And so we had this conversation about, like, the reasons that I didn't love this book. And she had such a different point of view and the things that she loved about this book. And it made me sit and go, well, that's on me. Like, the things that I didn't like about the book maybe has more to do with my own perceptions and my own feelings about yeah. certain choices that people make
right.
and less to do about
maybe your
the
standard
story.
Or your
right
yeah
anyway it was
what
it did make me go
situation.
Well how am I reading it? I'm reading it totally based on myself right it's totally a selfish
yeah
rating and not like unbiased right no it's like this are my yeah. feelings
yeah.
about this book and these characters and
right.
the story because her writing style was the same.
Yeah.
And it was very good. It was very well developed. It was all of those things. The characters, like, were real people. And I felt like they were real, which is why I had opinions about them.
Which is why
right?
you disapproved of them, because you
yeah,
were disappointed
I
in them,
want, yeah.
if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I just wanted more for their lives.
Yeah.
And I felt like they kind of picked the short end of the stick, and I was
yeah.
like, weren't. Anyway, it was just like, and I'm like, I even said to her, I was like, you know, I'm going to have to think on that one. Like, I have to evaluate this on
yeah.
myself because I need to be able to say, well, it was still a really good story, even if they made different choices than I would make.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so
absolutely.
That's something, but, and then I also did say, you know, when you have an author like that, that you love, that you read all their books and they've written a lot of books, cause she has written a lot of books, you know, I'm comparing them too.
To, yeah.
To
I like
all
this
the
one
other
better.
Books.
So if
yeah.
I liked this one at 5 stars, then this one should be at
yeah.
3 stars because I liked it less.
You should read all these other ones
before this one.
You read this
yeah.
one, right?
And I think there was one blog about rating that I was reading that said you should never compare one book to another for a rating because it's putting a bias in. And I thought, but I do because if you talk to me about Leon Moriarty,
mm-hmm.
I will give you my top three,
yeah,
my top two, my top one. And
absolutely.
I don't know that I've considered the ratings based off of, oh, I like the other one better, so I need to put this one down. But I don't know if I ever have. I need to go back and look at what I rated each of them and see if it correlates
sure.
to the ones I'd recommend first.
Yeah, that would be
I don't
be
know.
Interesting.
That would be interesting to see. But definitely,
because you
I would
wouldn't
say,
you? It's like Rainbow Rowell.
Rowell.
I don't know how to say it.
Me neither.
But I think she's an excellent author, and I really do try to read the books that she's come out with,
mm-hmm.
although lately they're like graphic novels, and
yeah.
I want to listen to her wonderful stories.
Right.
But
I
have my favorites. And so if I'm recommending someone new and you haven't read any of her books, I'm not going to be like, oh, any Rainbow Rowell.
No.
No, I'm going to say, you need to read this one or this one.
You need to read Attachments.
Yes.
That would be
or
my
Landline.
Favorite. Yeah.
Like, I love Landline. I loved yeah. Attachments. I love... Anyway, I just...
Eleanor and Park, is that one of hers?
Eleanor and Park.
Yeah. Like,
so good.
Yeah. Those.
Like, those ones you
so
need
good.
To read.
Yeah.
And she's got a couple others that are good.
She's got two very different styles.
She does.
You know, she goes into the, like, the fan fiction,
mm-hmm. type genre. Mm-hmm.
But then, like, Attachments, Eleanor Park, those are probably my top two favorite. I liked Landline. I really liked it, but I like the other two better. Those would be my top three from her. But and then she has a totally different thing.
She's a different author. Genres.
Yeah.
So I feel like in those kinds of situations, you're going to say, yeah, no, like, these are the ones that you need to read.
Right.
Like, if you love those and you want to keep reading, yeah, then you've got this open door to this mm-hmm. new author. Go check out what you like. But I'm going to get you started in a good yeah. place.
Right.
It's like when I told you, like, read Ellen Hildebrand, but you need to start with Blue Bistro.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Which is still not the one I've read.
Which is so funny. But it's just, you know what I mean?
I'm going to get there.
And that one's a little bit older. So if you wanted to start newer, yeah, then I would have a different recommendation. Yeah. But do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's...
Absolutely.
It's just, I feel like if you've got an author that's written a lot of books, yeah, you can't help
but compare them. I agree. And I think also when we talk about, like, maybe the way I do it is a little more logical, that I have this point system that, and you're maybe a little more emotional. Mm-hmm. I have to say, I start here.
Sure.
And then I add my emotion to it. So even if it comes out as a 5-star, I go, is this one that, like, really impacted my life? I'm going to give it 4 stars because I do reserve those 5 stars.
Yeah.
I really, really don't give them out very often.
I don't know if you would call it often that I give them out, but probably not. Like, I don't withhold them very much, but I also don't feel like I'm, like, throwing them out.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You couldn't see me wave my hand around now.
5, 5, 5. She just threw them out everywhere to our whole audience.
You are all 5-star. Our whole studio audience
just got 5
listeners.
Stars. Yeah. So.
Yeah. No, that's so true. And I do think, like, it, as we've talked about books and we've been rating books, I've tried to be more consistent. But at the same time, like, ultimately, like you said, at the end of the day, you decide, mm-hmm, like, oh, did it change my life? And how you felt about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine is, like, ultimately that's going to rule my rating, is how I felt about the book.
Yeah.
And
how much, like, if I can remember the book 6 months later.
Yeah, that makes a big difference, too.
That means it's impacting me. Like, if someone says, oh, did you read this? And I'm like, I know I have, but let me think for a minute on what it's about.
Yeah.
That obviously wasn't the 5-star.
Right. That's
so
true.
If someone says a title and I'm like, yes, and I loved it, mm-hmm, a year later, 2 years later,
like, if I look at last year and I can, like, the ones that I can name that I've read that were like stayed with me and we talked about, it was a conversation with people, mm-hmm, like, I could still name them now.
Yeah.
Right?
Name some.
Where the Crawdads Sing.
That's the top three that came to my mind.
Yeah.
Where the Crawdads Sing. Becoming by Michelle Obama.
Oh, I haven't read that one.
Fantastic.
So everyone has said it was good.
The Moment of Lift.
Oh, I love The Moment of Lift, but I read that this year. Okay. Beginning of this year.
I don't remember when I read it now. Those were just, like, the first three that came to mind.
Yeah.
That were 5-star ratings from me.
I read the one about Educated. That's what it's called. Oh.
That I read really that one a couple years ago, right after it came out. That one, I believe I gave 5 stars as well.
I don't remember what rating I gave it, but it just really did,
that,
like,
was a very impactful book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just one of those. Oh, and I really loved Giver of Stars.
I didn't give that one 5 stars.
I don't know that I gave it 5 stars.
But,
yeah, I did. I gave it 5 stars. I loved Giver of Stars. I think it because it surprised me. As we started, I was like, a Western... It's not my genre.
It was that dark horse.
Yeah, it's kind of like, really? But everyone's talking about it. And I love Jojo Moyes.
Yeah, I read it just because I was waiting because it was another Jojo Moyes. And and I love her.
I do.
And I was completely, it was so off of her typical books. Don't you think? Like, it was just out there.
It was very different.
Very different. I liked it, but I don't think I gave it 5 stars.
Yeah, I really did love.
Can you look up on Goodreads, like, by 5 stars? Can you categorize?
You can, I think.
If you go to my books,
and then you look at red, and then you Sort by.
Sort by. I'm seeing it now.
Number of ratings. Or no.
By ratings?
By rating. Yeah, that's how I sort them. Is by my rating.
I've never done that. I sort it by date.
That would be smart. Well, you know why I don't do date? Because if you go over in more, mm-hmm. Do you do the challenge? Do you do the reading challenge?
Mm-mm.
I always do, like, set myself a goal for the year. Every year Goodreads has, like, allows you to put in. You could start now, really.
Okay. And put in what your goal is for the year.
Like, I want to read this many books this year. Okay. And it just keeps track of what you're reading for you. So if you go to the more button in your app mm-hmm. and then you say reading challenge. So right now, I've done it the past 3 years. So these are in order of when I've read them this year.
Ah.
You see? Yeah. And then I can go to my past years or my friends' challenges.
And does it keep like a running number of how many
books you've read? So my goal was 100 this year. I'm at 101.
So I do mine differently on Goodreads. So here we go on Goodreads.
Right? I want to hear
it. We've just changed into, as I read a book, I put it into a shelf and I...
You have different shelves.
So I have 2019, 2020, and then it just keeps like, for 2020, so when I'm done reading a book, I just put it on that shelf and I'm at 98 books.
Look at way you. Way ahead of me. Way.
Did
three,
you say
101?
Oh, 101. I thought you said 120 and I'm like, I'm behind.
No, we're the same.
I have 98.
I'm barely ahead. So I was just
And I'm
thrilled.
Almost done with one. I'm going
to
finish one
I was
one
hoping
tonight,
to do 100 so. This year. So yeah. I'm feeling fabulous.
That's awesome.
I know.
Good job.
Right?
We're really cruising through our goals.
Buy myself a book.
That's such a great way to celebrate.
Right?
Yeah.
So another thing
the bookstore.
Is though.
We're going to the bookstore
Yes,
tomorrow.
We are. We're
going
to go to the bookstore. So I can look at
so
past
then
years.
It has that.
It keeps track of all
so
of it.
So maybe I'm keeping track of it in like the harder route.
Yeah, you
Follow
are making
Sarah.
It hard
She's
on
smarter
yourself.
At this. I'm making
Just
it
set
harder
a goal
on myself.
And then read as much as you
yeah.
can. So
and
like
you know
last
what?
Year,
I
wanted to read 60, and I read 78.
Good job.
I know. See more every year.
I never make a goal, but last year mine was 111.
What?
yeah.
That was my 3-year-old's first word.
What?
What?
But my friend set a goal to read one book a month this year.
Oh, what
and
a
so
great goal.
And so she picks one book. And that's, you know, she's a full-time mom, full-time job, she doesn't have a lot of time. And so she even said if she did that, then, like, she's blowing the year before out of the water with 12.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It doesn't matter how many.
Can I tell you that I didn't start with that many books? Like, let's backtrack. I started with 5 books.
What do you mean? Like, back in the year you started Goodreads?
What? No, but when I started, like... Making the challenge.
You said 5
I was like,
books
I want to read 5 books this year.
Well, because we're in different phases in our lives.
Yeah.
We're able to read more or not.
Absolutely.
And I definitely read way more now because more of them I'm listening.
Yeah.
Than actually sitting down and reading.
Like, I used to carry a book around in my purse.
Me too.
So anytime yeah. I had a moment that was like, I was waiting mm-hmm. for pick carpool up or I was... You know, waiting for dance or whatever it was, I would read my physical book. I'd pull out a
right.
book. So I've always had a book, but it would take me a really long time
to get through it. Yeah.
Right?
So now I always have a book on my nightstand. I always read a little bit at night and whatever book is on
that.
My nightstand. But everywhere else, I have my phone with me.
Yeah.
And any
That's
downtime is an audiobook.
Is I can listen all the time. And I gotta say, like, being told a story, it's like...
Like being read to when you're a child.
I love it.
And I love the different narrators and the voices. And it's, like, the theatrics that are put into it. Like,
it's so fun.
Yeah. I agree. I was gonna say something else about it, too.
I don't know. I just feel like... I think there's lots of different ways to have story. Like, to ingest
a
story. A
story.
And... Right. And I don't think it matters how you do it. That's not the point. It's that you're understanding people's point of views. Different people in the world.
Learning from other people.
Yeah. Different situations. You know, all kinds of different things. Just so that we can learn and grow and be more compassionate and be better people.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if... I love reading.
I do.
And I would choose that first.
Given... Retirement? Give me a book.
Yeah.
I will lay and read a book and
I know
and really, really enjoy it. And that's why when I pick a book for a vacation, I pick a book like to it's read, a big deal. Not to listen yeah. to, but to read. Like that is a vacation for me.
Totally.
But what it was I was going to say that I forgot is listening to a book too, I can 1.5, 1.25 the speed of it.
Yeah.
And get through it faster. I can't up
I'm
my
not
reading.
A fast reader.
I'm a very yeah. slow reader because I
like to get
ponder
every word.
And
yes.
put the scenery in my head, and I read it very slow because I don't want to miss. I am a slow reader.
I'm a slow reader
I'm
too.
Not very fast. But.
And that's okay too, because
yeah,
I feel like.
I really enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I feel like the books that I read, I'm really putting time and energy into, right?
Yes.
And so there is something
yes.
special about those books.
I agree.
So, anyway, okay, that's why there's that book calling for me, calling to me from
shelf.
The shelf saying,
yep.
just pick me up.
Just
come
open the
read
first page.
Me. It's supposed to be good. I got
no,
9 weeks. Do
I'll
you think
add
I can
my
do
list.
It? We'll see.
Well,
that's the goal.
Your kids are back in school now.
They are.
Not that you're not busy and there aren't other things
there
to keep you from it.
There are other things.
But.
I should be able to carve some time. I was even thinking, like, I get up with my kids and my kids read in the morning. I'm like, I should be reading with them, like my own book.
Like modeling
during
that,
that time.
Reading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think I might try and
That's
do
important.
That.
That's important. That's a great idea. I love it.
We'll see. But, okay, I think that really wraps up
yeah,
our
I
ratings.
I think we've hit ratings, but we want to hear how you rate too. So if
Absolutely.
You side with one or the other or you have a completely different, like, blow our minds.
I
would love to hear something different that might change my mind on how I rate.
Or that might influence how I can
yeah.
rate. I would love that.
How I could rate better if you have something else.
And more than anything, find me on Goodreads. Like, I want to yeah. know what you're rating books so that I can have. I really would rather all of my ratings come from my friends.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. How can they find you on Goodreads?
Oh, Sarah Diedrich.
Yeah.
We've never said that.
I don't
think
we've ever said last names.
So, I'm Sarah Diedrich.
And I'm Jamie Waddell.
We said it maybe at the very, very beginning.
Did
But we haven't in a yeah. long time. Let me see if you can find me. I think I'm just, yeah.
I think I'm under Jamie Waddell on Goodreads.
I don't think
I gave a funny name. Sometimes I add. Yeah, I see you, Sarah Diedrich, on my Goodreads.
Is it Sarah Diedrich?
Yep.
Yeah. And it's spelled Diedrich. Because it's a weird name.
I've spelled it wrong many a time.
Yeah, it's kind of
like... I'm Jamie, Jayme. I spell it a little different.
Yeah,
Waddell.
There. You need to say that.
Waddell. Find us on Goodreads and you can see what we've read before this podcast started and what we rated it and since we've started.
Absolutely.
What we've read in our ratings, things we've
and
talked about.
And you can
about.
See my challenge and...
I'm
all that
go,
stuff.
I'm going to go change my challenge and start doing things maybe a more normal way.
Well.
I don't know.
I love my... It, you know what I else I
like
found?
Being abnormal.
That by having a goal, I'm like... And it's enough of a motivator for me to read more.
Keep going.
Yeah. Because I'm like, I got to hit my goal. Like, I just really, really want to hit the 100
See,
books.
And I don't want to set a goal. Kind of.
In case
because
you don't reach
what
it.
If I fail?
Oh, Jane.
So this is... And this is my example of that. I set a goal last July to read American history books, like presidential, political,
yeah,
and stuff.
I
and,
love that.
And like 2 weeks into it, maybe, I was like, this is dumb. I don't want to read these anymore. And so I didn't want to fail. So then I just didn't read anything.
Oh.
Lame of me.
No, I can see what
it
you mean,
It kind of burned
though.
Me out.
Definitely. I totally get that. I kind of thought, you know, I started out going like, okay, if I read, like I said, 5 books, I'm like, if I read a book every 2 months,
mm-hmm.
that's a lot of time to read a book for me. And so I think I can do that. But then I didn't say 12 books. Right. I didn't say
right.
6 books. I wanted to give myself
give yourself
some time
so be
to
kind
mess
to yourself
up.
If you
yeah.
set a goal.
Like I wanted to give me room to mess up.
Yeah. You don't have to.
Right. And I think that's been the bonus, right? Like last year, my goal was 60 books.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, okay, 60 books. I can do 60 books. I don't remember. I think it was a little bit more than one a week. And for me, that was pushing it. But
mm-hmm.
then I felt like excited about it. Like, where
yeah.
am I? And I would check up on my
it's
goal
kinda
and
makes
see
it a
where
game.
I was. Yes.
Yeah.
And you so by December, I was like, I think I'd hit it right at December, at the beginning of December. And I was like, oh, no. I think I hit it in November. because then I had two months. And then it was just like, oh, these are all bonus. Yeah. And so everything I read over was like, I just felt like I was winning at life.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
So successful.
So right now, I'm winning for the rest of the year.
Totally winning. Because you've beat your goal?
Because I beat my goal.
See, because I didn't set one. But I wanted to, like in my head though, I wanted to do more than last year.
Okay.
So last year was 111. I'm at 98 now. So I'm getting close.
I think you might do it.
Yeah.
We got.
Definitely.
What? 3 months left.
Oh, that makes me a little nervous. In my brain, it's 6 months left. We do only have.
We have 3 months. No, September, four. October, November, December.
4 months.
4 months.
I'll be able to do it.
11 books. Or else we're not going to have much to talk about.
I better. That's true. I got to keep it up.
Anyway, speaking of.
Okay.
Next week is What's on Your Shelf.
What's on Your Shelf.
So, I have a lot right now, actually.
I don't have a lot, but I'll have enough.
I have way better ones than last time.
I have some good ones, too. I'm excited to talk about
them. What did I just read? I don't even think I talked about it. It was so bad.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, listeners. You're welcome. We didn't talk about it. Seriously. I had some, too. It was a little...
But
there were some I didn't.
But watch for the winner. I know we already mentioned this. Watch for the winner.
It will be announced later tonight or early tomorrow morning. Kind of depends. We want to give it through midnight to everyone to get every last bit in that we can for you. And so it might be early Tuesday morning by the time we solidify that.
Yeah.
Or do we want to call like a certain time? Because that's what we did last time.
Yeah.
We wanted to make sure it was midnight in all the time zones.
Yes, that's right.
And so
we'll just I think we did it early the next morning. So Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Okay. So be watching for that. And you can find us on Instagram and Facebook, and our email
is thisisyourbookclubpodcast@gmail.com. So
find us.
Comment, find us, talk Tell to us in any of those places.
Rate. Yeah.
Yeah. And
share,
you can
share,
find
share.
Us on Goodreads.
Please rate and subscribe.
And yes, share with your friends and rate and subscribe.
You guys are awesome.
And thank you to Amphibious Zoo for our music.
And we'll see you next week.
Yeah, that's it. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Sarah.
And this is your book club.